It's time to tickle our audio fun bag and see what pops out. It's the audio fun bag, exclusively on Chuck and Chertoff.
I missed you, fun bag.
The audio fun bag, volume 2, 2016. All right, let's start with this. I have now sections for the audio fun bag. It's kind of a way to just set it up and let you know what to deal with it. This first section for the audio fun bag is called the crisis management section. Now, the idea of crisis management is whenever you make a mistake, whether it's a business, a person, you need to come right out and own it. Just say, hey, I did this.
I think they call that getting in front of it.
Let me go ahead and show you a brighter future and apologize for what happened. So this section will include John Kincaid and myself and Sandra Golden. Let's start with John Kincaid. Now, we've heard for years on the audio fun bag different weird sounds that have come out of people's... What? Different weird sounds that have come out of people. Finally, we have one from John Kincaid, who has fired off his own version of a steak burp.
Amazing numbers on the Denver Broncos and their defense coming up at the bottom of the hour that are going to... maybe intimidate you a little bit as the Falcons get ready to head in to play the Broncos. Coach Will Muschamp of the South Carolina Gamecocks around 2:15, 2:20 today. So make sure that you are a part of Buck and Kincaid all day long.
Ooh.
We appreciate it. Got a cough. And we appreciate you being a part of the show. I wonder if that's going to end up on the audio fun bag, which is back.
What was happening?
He had some sort of burp or cough that he had to get out.
Yeah.
A Buck and Kincaid.
Oh.
But the idea, of course, was then make sure you point out, hey, fun bag listeners.
Well, that's no fun when you reference the bag.
I think it's a smarter way to do it.
I mean, I guess, but now you're like trying to take the focus off your weird breathing that led to that. Like, because you do 4 hours of radio or 3 hours of radio. You do it every day. You're going to sneeze, cough, burp, or do one of those things. Don't reference the bag.
Kincaid.
What?
Kincaid.
It's right there when he says Kincaid.
Kincaid.
All right, let me say this about myself. All I was trying to do as the Chicago Cubs were coming to Turner Field to play the Braves.
Don't play this.
It's beeped.
No, okay? Don't. Oh, boy.
So all I'm saying is sometimes you might slam two words together.
Uh-huh.
As the Chicago Cubs were coming to Turner Field to play the Braves, this is what I accidentally said.
Sports Radio 680 The Fan Sports Center. For the Breda Pest Management Sports Desk, visit BredaPest.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Carlos Medina. The Atlanta Braves, they are off today. They won their final game of the West Coast road trip. The Chicago Cubs come to Turner Field beginning tomorrow night. This is 680 The Fan.
Now, does anybody have an idea? Because that was properly beat, thankfully, what Carlos actually said.
Instead of B, he used another consonant.
You can say the letter. The letter's not, like, you can tell, remove the B and put the
Chicago Cubs. All I'm going
to say.
The
first letter of my first name.
Is that I apologize, and it happened.
Did you not realize it? Because Hoyt and I looked right at each other, and I, did he just say that?
Okay, Chicago Cubs. Let me just say this for our listening audience.
What would the mascot look like?
The Chicago Cubs. I can see Matt right in front of me. I can see Hoyt off to my left side out of my periphery. When I see both of their heads jerk up in the middle of an update or something, I know immediately something has happened.
Ironic speech you just used there. That's a nice way to describe it.
You have a team cheer?
Might have done it.
Instead of doing the wave in the crowd, there's like a different way of going about it.
So
the
Chicago Cubs. So this is me saying, I'm going to show you a brighter future.
Uh-huh.
I will not issue that line ever again in terms of talking about the Chicago Cubs.
I hope not.
Showing up.
Okay.
To.
And if it's been 108 years between.
Stop. Would you stop? Seriously.
He's the 12-year-old today.
He really. Oh, not today. He lies to the
audience.
I don't
even know what he said.
Do you not?
The Chicago Cubs. Stop.
Uh-huh.
Okay? All right, let's move on. This is the Sandra Golden portion of the crisis management section. This was incredibly awesome. Now, Sandra was just having one of those days, similar to mine, where you want to say something, but you know you're not saying it correctly. The Chicago Cubs. Yes, that's the one! And so Sandra headed it off in a very funny way. Listen to what she says about the audio fun bag in the end, because this is the part where when I heard it live, I couldn't stop laughing in my car.
I have had a stroke this morning, I swear. And I know you have a Primo Grill. I talk about Primo Grills all the time.
Yes.
Matt Stinchcomb. Grills,
yeah. And you said it.
And
you,
I said,
you keep
Primo.
Going because I didn't want to jump right
you
in.
You need to jump Primo. Right in. You know what else
Sorry.
I said? Semen. I said Trevor Semen. And I have a Simeon. Feeling I have heard Simeon. Through the vine of the grape that something called the fun bag of the audio might be picking up on that.
What a nice gesture Simeon. Of Sandra to be like, Matt and Chuck are bringing back the audio fun bag. I want to make sure they
I'm
have
in it this
plenty
week. Of.
I want to make sure I have a ton
have
of material.
Missed it.
Material.
I have missed
I know,
it
you
like
missed
a tumor.
And now. Jeez.
Wow, that's painting a picture.
It was awesome.
So,
semen.
Trevor Simeon.
I said semen.
Okay. Apparently she was listening to Carlos do the update.
The Chicago Cubs.
You need to stop. You really are. Seriously, you're 4 years old. Stop.
I look said semen.
You guys can't see Chuck, but look, he's over there giggling at himself. He's
that
so excited.
No,
yeah, he's fanning
no.
his face
yes.
with both hands. He's
not
laughing
true.
Off mic.
Oh, clutch the pearls. Oh, my goodness.
It's back to what Glow said.
Trevor Semen.
You guys are awful. All right, this is another section. This is the longing for the past section. This
semen.
Stop.
Simeon.
This features one Christopher Rude.
What? 801, Rude Awakening, 680 The Fan, Rude, Laurentino.
What?
Did I say that?
Wow.
You know what it was?
We're
there was
a way back
there
machine.
Was a, there was a Facebook memory that I posted this morning. It was the old morning show with Goose Gossage. And so I had the little man at the top of my mind.
I didn't know Goose Gossage was part of the morning show.
You just call Perry Laurentino the little man?
Little. I was on that morning show. That was a winning morning show.
8 weeks.
I did about 2 months with the Rude Awakening.
They realized you wouldn't play ball. They had to move you on.
Well, I had some other opportunities to work with some different folks. So, afternoon now, it's me and Max Howell. I mean, Chuck.
Oh.
At this point, it's easy to get confused.
Laurentino.
Ooh. Miss right. you, Pear Bear.
New section.
Perry, what up?
What?
No, just saying, shout out. What up, Perry? Go ahead.
All right, new section.
What?
Fun with our audio system.
Okay.
Let me explain some of the things that happen. When we get audio and we start putting everything together, let's say at night somebody gets some audio and cuts it all up, and they'll label it and they send it out to everybody else at the station. Every now and then, that audio has not been labeled correctly, and we've been bitten by it. Matt, you know this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is the reason why we now listen to every little clip to make sure it's exactly what it says it is. Mm-hmm. This is a situation where the front row was calling for audio that had been completely mislabeled. And so Sean Nerney, who is working behind the glass, is struggling to find the audio. And every single time that Sandra and Steak are trying to help, it's just making it crazier because everything's mislabeled.
Starting to think it's going to be a defensive-minded team that is going to get after quarterbacks or try to do it better or just certainly a lot faster and a lot more active. And I don't know what the offense is going to look like, but Matt Ryan was on Mike and Mike, and he says they have one big thing going for them this year, and that's their second wide receiver.
Well, I think for us it starts with the run game. There's no question. that really helps us out.
Well...
Yeah, I apologize. I was trying to get to the cut about Mohamed Sanu. Maybe Sean, we can hear. But I
play that next cut, Steak, because he does talk about this whole 7 years.
Yeah,
if y'all
okay.
listen, maybe his tone when he's even talking about the change with Dan Quinn. It's cut
the
five,
third,
I believe,
yeah, the third cut that we haven't played, which is the building on that relationship.
Okay. Dead air.
Man, Chase is one of the few. That's for sure. I think Allen Iverson, if it ever came to that, would have had that kind of.
That's him talking about the Phillies. It's cut five. We're trying to talk about in terms of the relationship with Dan Quinn.
Oh, just move on.
So,
goodness.
Wait, we'll talk more about
something.
We'll talk more about
something.
Dan Quinn and
yes.
that relationship. How much does Matt Ryan play tomorrow night?
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask.
Sean Nerney's the engineer for that show. What was his blood pressure at that moment?
Oh, Nerney was freaking out because once Nerney finds out that something has been, not intentionally sabotaged, but he's been given bad information.
It's cut five we're trying to talk about.
He's trying to fix it, but he gets personally offended that you have given him something that is subpar, and his face turns red, and he gets angrier.
I would have paid any amount of money to have him on camera.
Oh, I swear he was cursing and probably punching the desk.
The things he's talking about the Phillies.
The things he called steak in that moment, I bet would be stuff a sailor would cringe at.
Well, and the problem is, like, we've had this happen to us, but we've had it where we play one clip and go, stop.
No, because
you, you don't realize it's a mess until you're actually into the mess.
Well, then you're at a studio and it's just,
it's like the Vietnam of audio.
Mohammed Sanu, maybe Sean, we can hear.
All right, so here's another piece of the fun with the audio system, audio fun bag. This is when, and this goes back to Nick Cellini and Sean Nerney.
It's cut five we're trying to talk about.
You stop! Keeps doing it all day. So Nick is trying to call for these pieces of audio, and the problem is that within our system, you can't play something until something else is done playing.
Right.
So you have to let it all finish out and everything as well. You also can't jump and say, hey, we're going to play the first clip, and then let's play the fifth one, and then the seventh
it's cut
one.
Five we're trying to talk about.
You got to keep them all in order, okay? You cannot bounce around. Well, unfortunately, Nick tried to bounce around, and Nerney and him almost came to blows.
In 3 minutes, going to ask a basic question of Georgia fans. Should you be insulted by this news? But let's move on.
I like the music.
All right, we'll move on to Georgia and their scrimmage, which will be held on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
What about the running back position? You've got two guys banged up in Sony Michel and Nick Chubb, Kirby Smart.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm waiting for Kirby Smart now. All right, well, this is going swimmingly well. I think we're going to delete this on campus.
Excuse me, hang on a second.
I think we're done here. I think we're done here. It's too much. Too many moving parts. Let's just talk about a few different things. I'm done. It's over.
I laugh at a lot of this. I know Nick way too well that he's not even going to take the 2 extra seconds to go out this door and through the next door. He'll just jump straight through the glass.
Well, I will say, had it been...
It's funny. Most of the time, I know Nick. That ain't funny.
Well, but the Nick I used to know, like, the guy now is a much more medicated version of Nick.
I'm waiting for Kirby Smart sound.
This would have been... If it's 2001...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a cop up here arresting someone, and it's the last we see of him. I do wonder, though, this happened a lot with Buck and Chuck and the front row... Where are these other hosts? These shows have 18 people on them, yet nobody can make a peep whenever these uncomfortable moments. They just let whoever's, like, hanging out there just dry.
What do you want them to do?
I don't know. Throw your life preserver to your buddy. Do say something.
Like what?
I don't know. Jump in. There's this dead air or musical interlude that's lasting forever.
Hey, do we have cut five?
Or how about this one? Y'all got a new football coach over there?
It's cut five we're trying to talk about.
Now, wait a minute. You just got on Sandra for trying to jump in and help. You said when Steak was trying to get his cut played.
No, I didn't get on Sandra at all.
Yeah, the third cut.
No, I think you got to help your buddy there. Throw him a life raft, something.
I'm waiting for Kirby Smart.
So this is the special section. You'll probably only hear it one time. Knocking your mic out of the broadcast booth. We've been holding on to this for months because Jim Powell was doing spring training baseball. And in the middle of a play, I guess he got excited. Something happened. And if you've never seen a spring training baseball game, I mean, you're right. You're just sitting basically just above the stands in a small stadium. Apparently, from what we've heard, he knocks the microphone out of the booth and then has to reel it back in with his hands. This is what it sounded like.
And just punched out Chris Heisey on 3 pitches. Grounded up the middle. Sorry, we had a microphone malfunction. I didn't even touch it. It just fell off the stand.
Wow.
I guess it's spring training for the microphone stands.
Can you imagine if that was a playoff game or some really important game? You have this great call.
Be run
everywhere.
It up the middle.
It'd be everywhere. It'd be on Deadspin. It'd be on USA Today.
Wow. Tells you how long the fun bag's been away.
All right, here's your final one. This is this is the Buck and Westy section.
I think we're done here.
Used to be the Buck and Chuck section. This is now the Buck and Westy section. Let me just tell you this. When I go through that show, I will basically eliminate all of the commercials, and I just look for places where, are they off the air? Like, there's just a dead spot right there.
It's cut five we're trying to talk about.
It's not the one we're trying to talk about. This is when they were having a discussion about Alabama football. Westy just finishes up a point, and so Buck takes over and makes a statement, and for some reason, nobody said anything.
And Kincaid was telling me this week that Alabama has covered in 4 of the 6 games they've played this season. A lot going right for Alabama these days. With this new offense, though, Westy, what do you think? I mean, it's a different look when you check out Alabama's offense these days.
I just
see how you have fun, bag.
No, it's not. Don't close it just yet. I want to go back.
You do the show. You show up on Saturdays.
No, I just
you do that show.
Okay, but here's like Mike, and I mean this,
Westy. What do you think?
Okay, without having to ask Westy what he thinks, play the first part of it again. Let me just play the first part.
And Kincaid was telling me this week that Alabama has covered in four of the six games they've played this season.
Nick Saban teams have a tendency to do that. They're well prepared. They are better than their...
No. You don't understand. When you're sitting here and Buck's got all his cards laid out and you think he's about to throw to break, you're not sure. Was that an invitation to jump in?
It's a talk show.
Is he about to go to break? Was that a question? Was that a statement?
All right, play the beginning of it again. Was that a five-second dead spot there before Buck picked it back up?
The first pause was 5 seconds. The second pause was six.
Let me see.
And Kincaid was telling me this week that Alabama has covered in four of the six games they've played this season.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A lot going right for Alabama.
Six more. Wait, let it run.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six. The storm is
with
getting further.
With this new offense, though, Westy, what do you think? I mean, it's a different...
I mean, I can't blame Buck. You guys are so quick to throw Buck. I think this is a Westy and a Chuck problem.
I'd pay to have you, Matt, do that show, because there are times where Buck will still be looking at his notes, and so you know, well, I'm not going to jump in. I'm just going to hang back here, and you could jump in. But Buck's going to finish that thought no matter what comes out of your mouth.
But has there been a point where Buck has ever talked over anyone else? I think you got to get in where you fit in. If you can get in, you get in.
He has talked as if you hadn't just spoken.
Buck and I have worked together a few times. Like, I broke him into this radio business years ago.
All right, shake your rear end up here at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
I got a national show I do on Saturdays.
That's fine. Do the first 2 hours here.
So you want me to do 5 hours of radio?
I do six every day.
I've heard the first two that you do.
They're good. Very popular in Mobile.